Two archaeological digs are being conducted this summer by the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians. Their goal is to find evidence from the 1700s when the tribe lived alongside white colonists. But as Nancy Cohen reports, the first of the digs in Stockbridge has turned up artifacts and features that could be much older.
Beneath a 19th-century bell tower, archaeological teams are measuring, digging, and sifting in a quest for the exact location of the community's first meeting house, built in the 18th century.
I think you can start to see it right in here.
Yeah, looks like an edge right in there.
Those are archaeologists Ann Morton and Nathan Allison, and this might be a typical archaeological moment, full of uncertainty and hope.
It could be a builder's trench for a larger building.
A builder's trench is dug when a foundation is made.
And the only larger building that we know about in this area is the meeting house.
This did not turn out to be the trench, but they did find it the next day, a straight-sided, flat-bottom trench near where a survey shows the meeting house would have stood. The 1739 meeting house was the place where tribal members and colonists worshipped and governed together. Tribal Historic Preservation Manager Bonnie Hartley says this is where sachems or tribal leaders advocated for her people.
So many petitions, really eloquent letters of things that we know and love from our sachems were composed here. You know, this is where a lot of those documents originated or were pinned up on the door of this meeting house. So it just brings that to life. It makes that very tactile.
Hartley says the meeting house also captures a key time when things were shifting for tribal members, when they came here to be part of a Christian community with colonists.
To our tribe, it's the place that represents a beginning of major changes of, you know, losing a lot of our vast homelands to consolidate here, and in the experiment of this being a town to be co-governed with our nation and four English families. So of any physical structure that there could be, this is the one that encapsulates all of that history.
Only a few decades after this meeting house was built in the mid-18th century, the Mohicans began to leave because their land had been taken from them. This section of Main Street in Stockbridge is on the National Register of Historic Places, but the tribe's history here is only mentioned in the register, according to Hartley. By pinpointing the exact location of the meeting house, the dig could provide more depth about the significance of the site to the tribe and the town. On this day, the dig uncovers two very old nails, probably made by a blacksmith. Hartley holds one in her hand.
It's a square head nail that could be from the meeting house structure itself, from the building.
Later that day, something even more significant to the tribe is found. Morton hands it to Hartley.
Wow.
Probably a thinning flake from resharpening a tool. Came out of that hole about 30 centimeters down.
It's a tiny stone disc, beige with bits of brown, made of quartz. The team thinks it was chipped from a tool that was being sharpened long ago.
It's pre-contact. It's anything from 1600 back to 6 or 8,000.
It's incredible. Yeah.
That's definitely from the ancestors, no question about it.
As Hartley touches the stone, I ask her what it feels like. Her answer has nothing to do with the texture.
Don't just look at it as the material that it's made of or what category of toolmaking that is. Think about the people, the person who made it, their family, kind of just feel connected across time.
As exciting as that was, a day later, an even more palpable find, archaeologist Ann Morton.
We found the floor of a Mohican house that's at least from the 1600s and probably much older.
A hard-packed dirt floor.
It has this dark gray color and charcoal stains that came probably from the fire that they would have had inside the house. And it also has a funny smell, and that smell tells us that people were walking over that floor for a long time.
The archaeologists later found a second floor. The team hopes to continue its work next month in Stockbridge at a second archaeological dig. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Nancy Cohen.